spoke about the machlokas between Rashi on the Ran and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, how to even approach the Mishnah that discusses dinei nefashos with 23 dayanim. Dinei nefashos with 23 dayanim, does that mean that at the end of the day, the psak din has to be announced and decided by 23 dayanim? Or no? When I speak about dinei nefashos, and I use that title of you're now dealing with dinei nefashos, a severe court that can lead up to capital punishment, that name of dinei nefashos already exists from the inception and the beginning of the court case. Already from Kabbalah Sa'edus. And we brought out that that's a machlokas, how to even translate the Gemara. On Daf Yudzayinam and Beis, how many dayanim need to know how to communicate with the edim in order to have the right number of dayanim for the beginning of the court case? Is it sufficient with three? Or do you know? You know, you need 23 dayanim, and dinei nefashos is not only at the end. Dinei nefashos is already at the inception, at the beginning. And we spoke about different shitas that were on both sides of those camps. Okay, we ended off shir yesterday with a bam kasha. A bam kasha from the Minchas Chinuch. Frek the Minchas Chinuch. He says, a fascinating machlokes. It's a fascinating approach to Maseches Sanhedrin, how you look at the judgment from the beginning of the court case or only at the end of the court case. Does dinei nefashos begin already at the beginning or is it only at the end? But says the Minchas Chinuch, you could take your chakira, you could take your machlokes, and you can flip it out the window. Because I have a proof from the case at the end of the Mishnah of Ira Nidachas. The Gemara says that Ira Nidachas is one of the examples of a situation where it's not enough to carry us out this psak with only 23 dayanim. No, this is not just a regular dinei nefashos. Rather, this needs a real Sanhedrin gedoilo of 71 dayanim. Ask the Minchas Chinuch the following question. Hold on. What happened over here? You had a din Torah with people that were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And the Edom came in, and we saw, oh, wait, you have Edus about someone who's Ovdei Avodah Zarah? This could possibly lead up to capital punishment. I am going to go get the Sanhedrin Ktana, the Bezdin of 23 Dayanim, and they are now going to adjudicate the case. Good. Then what happens? We have, this is becoming a common occurrence. It's happening. A lot of people actually are now being brought into Bezdin, the Sanhedrin Ktana, to the court of 23 Dayanim, to be judged for their facts, for their avodah zarah. And then what happens? Then comes along the Sanhedrin Gedolah, 71 dayanim, and is called in because we think that there actually might be a majority of Ovdei Avodah Zarah in this town. If that is calculated correctly, and the 71 dayanim actually calculate that there was a Bezdin and a Din Torah on majority of the people that were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so then the halacha of Ira Nidachas is applied. And that will have many ramifications. That will have ramifications that potentially, if the people were not killed yet, their punishment will change, as we said yesterday, from Skila as a Yachid to now Sayyid as an Ira Nidachas. And it will also have ramifications that we'll get to in a second, that all of the property of the city will be destroyed. And now you're going to be done with Ira Nidachas, with 71 dayanim. But points out the Minchas Chinuch, we don't see anywhere that you have to re-accept and go through all the procedure and the process and all the questions and drishos and chakiros and the examining the witnesses that we have in great detail that we did in the courts of 23 up until we calculated a majority. We don't have to go redo that procedure. What does Beis Din have to do, the 71 Dayanim? They just have to calculate if there were majority of people that were in those courts of 23. But says the Minchas Chinuch, but you're missing the first part of the case. If an Ir Nidachas needs 71 Dayanim, so according to the Ran and the Ramban from yesterday, that should mean that the amount of Dayanim that you need to accept the witnesses on the Avera of these people have to be what number? 71. Says the Minchas Chinuch, there's no 71 over here. We take that judgment and that accepting of the witnesses through the 23 Dayanim, and now we calculate if we have a majority. Why don't you have to do a redo? We should have to do a replay. What's going on over here? Says the Minchas Chinuch, bam! Rashi's right. Just like Rashi said with 3 and 23 in a case of a classic Dina Nefashos, I'm going to extrapolate from there to a case of an Ir Nidachas that 23 is enough to accept for a case of 71. And you don't need the din of the Mishnah to exist from the beginning of the court case, from the Kabbalah Saedus. And just like yesterday we brought proofs that you could separate, and there are two independent stages between the Kabbalah Saedus and the Gmar Din, and we said that there was even an opinion of the Rashbam that said that you can even accept the Eidus at night, even though you don't have the ability to adjudicate the Psak Din at night. Because Kabbalah Sa'idus, the discussion of the court, and the exception of the Beis Din, is not what the Mishnah is referring to. It's only the end. So not only do we have a bomb kasha against the Ran, against the Ramban, Rabosai. But this is not something that we could just leave. We can't just leave this hanging. Minchas Chinuch has a strong question. I can see in the bags in your eyes, I see it bothered you guys this night. Rabosai, we need to be miyashavis. Whenever you see an Achron's Kasha like this, again, you have to appreciate the question. It's a beautiful question. It's a fundamental question, because now, again, Rabosai, this is not just a machlokas between Rashi and the Ran on Sanhedrin Yudzayin, a machlokas between Rashi, the Rashi and Reb Sadigon, the Ramban and Reb Sadigon, and the Pshat and Chumash Reb Osai. This is fundamental to understand the Mishnah. And the Mishnah differentiates between all these two different cases, needing numbers of Dayanim. What does that mean? For the Psak Din or for the whole case? Is Din and Nefashos a constant entity that exists from the beginning to the end? Reb Osai, how are we going to answer this? So as I said yesterday, Rabosai, this is Rav Soloveitchik's Masechta. Comes along Rav Soloveitchik, and he came to answer the Minchas Chinuch's question. The Minchas Chinuch's Bamrai. But what's beautiful about this, Rabosai, is if we analyze and truly understand what the nature of an Ir Nidachas is, that's where Rav Soloveitchik said that's the way you're going to be able to answer this question. Because the whole question only gets off the ground if I assume that Ir Nidachas is actually a parallel to the debate that we have, the 3 and the 23. If I can say your parallel, Minchas Chinuch, you're assuming that 3 to 23 equals, here's my mathematical equation, it's a little complicated, 3 to 23 equals 23 to 71. By Ir Nidachas. If I have a way of telling you that Ir Nidachas is in its own boat, Ir Nidachas is not parallel to the classic machlokas of 3 and 23 between Rashi and the Ran, between the 2 days and Tosfos Menachos, between the Ramban and Rav Sadigon, then I've answered the question. But that's very nice and fancy talk, but I need to prove it to you that there's something unique about Ir Nidachas. Yes?
Your base.
Yeah, so then there's two opinions.
Of Yochanan Rish Lakish.
Right, yeah.
On how you do an Ir Nidachas.
Right.
Do you hold them off?
Right.
Or do you kill them as they
right.
go along?
So if you were going according to the opinion that you kill them as they go along,
yeah.
Would the proof apply? Because then there's no retroactive change of like...
No, if I care it, I have a stronger question. I hear what you're saying, but I have a stronger question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand anything.
Now they have to go back.
I don't understand anything. You just messed up! The Minchas Chinuch now should ask on Rabbi Yochanan, and this is a perfect, beautiful. You're really starting the answer. How does one understand Rabbi Yochanan? If the Minchas Chinuch is right, right? And according to these Rishonim, we should always need 71 Dayanim, right? How do you live with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? It comes out, Rabosai, it's November 6th, we started, September 7th, we started accepting Edus, right? Oh, we were in the wrong courtroom. We were with the wrong amount of Dayanim. We messed up. But you want to know something? I'm not only going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to even ask on Reish Lakish. Somebody tell me what the halacha of Hasra is.
You need to give them the right punishment.
You need to give them the right?
Warning.
Right? The right warning. So what do I say, Ezra, when I give a Hasra, when I give a warning? I say, don't do this, Lifshitz, because if you do this, you're going to get what?
Skila.
Skila, is that correct? Is that accurate?
No.
That's wrong. You just said the wrong punishment. How did you just yotze Hasra? So what you asked on Rabbi Yochanan, I could even flip on Reish Lakish. I don't understand the whole parsha of Yirni Dachas, Rabosai. What parsha is Yirni Dachas in?
Choked
it. How do you like that?
Is it Rav Soloveitchik answering this?
We're getting. Yeah. We're getting that. This is the build-up to Rav Soloveitchik's answer. Yeah. Oh. So you want to jump to Sanhedrin Daf Yud, and you want to say that we paskin like the sheet in the Gemara that says, Hasra Stam Have Hasra. The answer to that question is half of the Tanoim do not accept that. And they say that you need the specific Misa in order to give a right warning. So you're right. If we would pass them like that Tana that says Hasra Stam Havi Hasra, it's Machlokes Tanoim in the Gemara, we're going to get to it hopefully, Mirtz Hashem. But the question is going according to the Shita that says you need the exact Misa. Excellent.
Once we clarify that we don't hold up the Yerni Dachas, and we don't compare it to the 2 to 23.
We didn't clarify that,
right?
But that's
well,
the direction.
We do that,
yeah.
Then we still have the problem with Rashi didn't learn the first of the Sanhedrin.
No.
Why? He's saying that
Rashi says 23 means you need a psak din. 23. With the Kabbalah says this could be with 3. Rashi.
This separation works
yeah.
for
Rashi
Rashi
says that the Ran, you. That which the Ran thought that you can't separate, Rashi's telling you, I think you can separate. And look in Rav Saad, you go, and he already said, right, separate. So that's the Machlokas. Exactly, that's the Machlokas. But the Minchas Chinuch says, that's very nice Machlokas that you just presented, but I have a proof against him from a Pasuk in Chumash, from an Yirni Dachas. So both sides, let's learn a little bit of Halachas of the Yirni Dachas, which is fascinating. Come along to Tosefta. And presents a fascinating machlokes tanoim. What's the machlokes tanoim in the Tosefta about an Yirni Dachas? Do you kill who?
Children.
What does the Rambam say? You kill the Noshim and the Taf. The babies. The children. Does that bother anyone? Is that something that like you guys can see yourself bringing up at the Shabbos table? Talking about that? Well, never. What did they do wrong? They're little kids. Not responsible. How does one know? Nowhere else in Shas do we find that children are killed.
It's our mar.
So our mar is not taf, first of all, at a certain age. We have to get to the ages in Mirtz Hashem, first parak of next semester, then Sura Mar, the eighth parak, to get to the exact age window. It's definitely not taf. And then Sura Mar has its own explanation, even within the age, because it's still not considered a full-fledged adult. I'm asking on the Tanoim and the Rambam, whatever the Rambam. How do you understand that? How does one understand such a
thing?
Oh, that's a fascinating machloikis. It's a machloikis amongst the Rishayim. There's a long Mordechai on it. It's not pashut what the answer is. So Lifshitz wants to make a little lighter. He has a guilty conscience, so he says, nah, this taf. They were over the Avodah Zarah. Nicha. Even if you go like that, it's a machlokas rishon. But even if you go like that, Lifshitz, come on. It's a 3-year-old kid.
Do it anyway.
Leave the kid alone. He's just following his mommy and his abba.
What
Nebuch? He doesn't know right from wrong. He doesn't even know how to cross a street. You're going to kill him? Amalek is the reason you had that. Amalek, right? We got to go back, Ezra Stern, last year to our shir on Amalek.
Well, they're going to do it anyway.
But
I mean,
they're
saying they
care
about
it.
They're
going to do it too. That's more Ben Sarah
Morris'
fault. Yeah. Chevron. That's question number one. Question number two. Which is very geschmack for help. very excited to add this to the Nine Appendix. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he's listing the halachos and detailing the halachos of Yerdi Dachas, and he says, once you get your tally, and once you have your number, send to Talmid HaChachamim and try to be machzir in the tshuva. Tshuva is a beautiful thing. Elul's month. Tshuva. It's Hashem Wednesday night. It's Oros, Chizuk. So we try to close them from tshuva. And says the Rambam, if they're chos of a tshuva, what's his lashon? Mutav. Excellent. Comes along the Ravid in his Hasagas HaRavid, and the Ravid attacks the Rambam. Says the Ravid, I'm a big fan of Elul. Says the Ravid, I'm going to go to the Shmooze on Wednesday night. I'll be there. Says the Ravid, can I paint you a picture of what you just said? You have a person who was just Michal Shabbos. He did the Averis, he transgressed Shabbos. He was Mekabel Hasra. Bezdin Paskins that he now has to get Misa, and we're now walking with him to kill him. And then the guy says, oh, wait a second. I remember Shabbos Shuva Drosha. The rabbi said something about Shuva, about how it's the best thing in the world. It's my Giyad Lakisei HaKovid. It has such a great effect. So I don't want to be killed. I'm not going to be chozer b'tshuva. Smart guy. Smart guy. Rabosai, I'm strengthening. I'm saying, we learn from Achan, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the sixth parak tells us, every single person that's going to be killed should be chozer b'tshuva. Says the Ravid, have you ever heard that this guy's going to be now cut off the hook? Now he's not killed? Because he was chozer b'tshuva? What do you guys think?
Who says that it was going to be?
What do you guys think? What?
When the word just boot up, it's good.
That's the Rambam says.
So it's good. Okay, who said it's good? Now you'll be saved. Maybe it's good. Like good for you. Like now you'll be. Uh-huh. Now you did some good tshuva.
That's good.
Okay. This wouldn't he have said you'll be okay. saved?
The Ravid understood that that meant it worked.
Oh, that's how I understood it when I read the Ravid.
More, we're gonna get back to
there. I don't think he's getting out of being flying inside. I think he's just not gonna be part of the harmony.
Oh. So let's go slowly. Let's go slowly. That's already the answer. Says the Ravid, in his understanding of the Rambam, not like Morty, says the Ravid, he understands mutav to mean that it works, and that the guy's off the hook. So the Ravid says, so now you're going to tell me, in all about the dinim, you're going to let the guy off the hook? That's crazy! People say, why is the Ravid right? What happened to tshuva? I still believe in tshuva. Did anyone ever think about this? What is the answer to the Ravid's question? It's something that we can't live with. It's something that we're still going to give capital punishment for. But what's the reason? The Rambam L'chora has a strong taina. There's a mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva eradicates everything. Tshuva works retroactively. Tshuva helps the mamish erase my slate. If tshuva's going to work on this Yom Kippur Rabosai, why isn't it working in this case of the Chamechal Shabbos?
Saying that, then you just get rid of all cases.
Oh, fine. But I want to understand.
I'm saying,
I want to understand. I hear you. You're saying you have a case of din and fashas. It's impossible to work. But then, so then drop the mitzvah of tshuva. I can't have your cake and eat it too. I need to understand the way halacha works. If you're telling me and you're darshaning to me in Elul that there's a concept of tshuva, and you're telling me that it works, and it's now the ability to erase my averos, so then why doesn't it work for this Nebuch that's going to be killed in Bezdin?
Did we say it doesn't
work? Certain tshuva applies to certain people not. The Gemara says, afal pi shechata Yisroelhu. Any person who sins, he still is part of Klal Yisrael. So he still has the mitzvah of tshuva. Why not?
He still does it. He said he still has the mitzvah. He says tshuva.
So why doesn't it work?
See, it does work. He goes straight to heaven, but he's still going to get killed.
What do you want? Why he should be stopped from getting killed? Why? What's the reason? He does say tshuva.
He's given a chance to stop.
But he did tshuva now. Now he did tshuva. Tshuva applies?
Tshuva doesn't erase the punishment.
Oh. Says the Nod Yehud in his tshuvas. Nod Yehud says tshuva. Rabbo said there's a big var.
Yeah, but also you can't
tshuva is something that exists klape shmaya. Tshuva is something that could exist bein Adam l'makom. Tshuva is not a concept that can exist in the penalty of Bezdin. Rabbo said, let me ask you a simple question. The Yehuda, the Chida writes the same idea. He says, how could tshuva work? First of all, who even says that your tshuva is sincere? We don't know what's going on in here. We don't know if you're not just bluffing it right now and going through the steps just to get off the hook. So it's impossible to even envision tshuva. Tshuva is something that speaks to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Tshuva is not something that could exist within the realm of a court of Bein Adam L'Chaver.
In the case where he said the Rabbi said that they were given Hasra and they did it anyway, but isn't the helpless tshuva that you can't say you're going to do something and then say you're going to get forgiven and tshuva doesn't want to
hear? I really didn't have tshuva on my radar. I did it anyways. Then I remembered, oh, wait a second, I have a tshuva option. I don't close it with tshuva. If you say at the beginning, no, I'm doing this Avera, I'm an Asten, I'm going to do tshuva, that the Gemara and Yuma and the Rambam says that's not good tshuva. I'm saying a different case. I didn't say I'm an Asten. I really wanted to do it. I was angry. I was really upset. And I was close with tshuva.
So does this solve the issue of the children also?
No, but Rabosai, at the end of the day, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says it's good. How does one understand that? How does one understand? So we just painted a case. We now understand where the Rabbit's coming from. And we answered a fundamental question in general, why we don't have the halacha of tshuva when it comes to Mises Bezdin. But now let's get back to Yirani Dachas. But again, why did this whole conversation get started? Because the Rambam says over here, by Yirani Dachas, tshuva does work. The Rabbit says, why is it any different than the argument that the Noda Yehuda just presented, that it should never work? I don't understand, says the Rabbit. Bosai. To answer the question, as we're going to do right now, we're going to take the Yesodos and these different questions that we've just asked and build up a new understanding on the nature of Ir Hanidachas. But there's one other halacha and other gemara that I want to focus on before we get there. Not only are the children killed, not only is it's interesting what the Rambam says that tshuva helps over here, there's another halacha that's unique to the year of Nidachas. What happens?
Burn all the money.
Which is very similar to something else that we have a Gemara about. That what happens? The Gemara says there's a difference between Haruge Bezdin and Haruge Malchus. Malchus. One that's killed by a melech and one that's killed by Bezdin. What does the Gemara say? Did anyone get that on the Marim Komos? One who's killed by Bezdin for the Avera that he did, his money stays in his family, goes to his Yorshim. One who's killed for rebelling against the king, not by Bezdin, then what? His Nechasim go to the melech. I want to understand this halacha and link it to that tomorrow. To the melech. Rabosai. What?
It's the melech.
These interesting halachos of Ir Hanidachas, says Rav Soloveitchik, is a proof to everything that we are going to say now in Ir Hanidachas. Gam nirali, take out your igros hagrik. O tirits b'yishuv kushis hamin chaskin. Tehine. B'sanhedrin daf kuf yud beis. Nechleku Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. This is your kasha. The Rabbi Yochanan Sover Dan v'soklin. Rabbi Yochanan says the procedure to dan an ir nidachas is you kill people as you judge them. So therefore, the first 50 people in the city are going to get what misa? Skila. Right? Because we didn't know there was an ir nidachas coming. V'hainu da mechza rishona, the first afshin is kabza edus aleim. Sheniskabla edus aleim, that the edus was niskabel. Shaldu avodah zarah gmar dinam misasim beskila kedin yachid. They're going to be killed and they're going to be stoned like a regular person that did avodah zarah on his own. V'rak mimi shenishlam arov ve'elof gomrim dinam besayev kedin yirin dachas. And only, says Rabbi Yochanan, once the Bezdin Agadol tallies and sees that there's a majority, then we switch over from the Misa of Skila, and we switch it now for anyone that we're going to judge from now on, from the majority on, to what? To Saif. Reish Lakish Omer, the Marbim Lohem Belti Dino Makablami. This, no, you keep them on the side, and you wait to see whether or not we're going to give them Saif, or we're going to give them Skila. Says Reish Soloveitchik, the question we just asked, L'chorit Tzarechim, Eich Sover Rabbi Yochanan Demechza HaRishona Dinim B'Skila. How is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan actually says that you judge and you adjudicate and you carry out the capital punishment that it's going to be stoned? Skila. Afterwards, we realize that what? It was a mistake. They really should have gotten Sayyid. They should have been taken care of by the sword. We messed up. Rabbi Yochanan makes no sense, argues our Soloveitchik. Vasher demuchach mizeh. From that Gemara Rabosa, you see, the chiluk yochid, the ir hanidachas, shayach rak legmardin, below lemaise haaveiro. Ve'etze maise haaveiro, v'hamechayiv b'shaito, hu maise haaveiro shol yochid, the dino b'skilo, v'rak im b'shas gmardin, ikarov ovdin, says our Soloveitchik, we're absolutely wrong. And the Minchas Chinuch is absolutely wrong. We understood that if it's only 50% of the city, so then the whole Din Torah is only relevant for 23 Dayanim. And now that changes once it's 51%. Once it's a majority. And now you have to re-accept the whole Din Torah in 71. Says of Soloveitchik, you misunderstood Ir HaNidachas. Because if that's the nature of the halacha, then you just killed 50 people, shelo kedin. And Rabbi Yochanan should have been compelled to hold like Reish Lakish and hold off on carrying out the capital punishment. The halacha is, when it comes to Ir HaNidachas, you treat each and every situation and every case as yechidim. And when we're judging about what happened and the action of those singular people, this is a 23 Dayanim court case. And that never changes. What changes? Once you hit a number that it's majority, then says R' Soloveitchik, there's a new chalos shame, not in the story, but in the psak din of the city. There's a new discussion about this city in totality. Each and every one's personal maisa avera was one that is deserving for 23 dayanim, and that doesn't change ad hayom hazeh. Yet there's a new halacha called Ir HaNidachas that now I don't paskin on them as yechidim. I don't relate to these people as singular anymore. Anyone who's left and who's now from 51 and on is now included in a new psak din, a new chalos called 71 daikon, called Sanhedrin Gedol. So therefore, argues R' Soloveitchik, what I did prior was not wrong. And it was really true. But now something transformed in this city. That now we just took it from a maisa avera of a yochid, from a personal maisa avera, from one who did something on his own, which should have been judged in a 23 court dayanim, to now being a city halacha. A city halacha that has nothing to do with their personal maisa avera. Now we're tallying things up. Now that's relevant for 71 dayanim. And I don't care about the personal stories about each and every one. Hasra was correct. You gave the right Hasra. Because you gave the Hasra for a Maisa Avera of a Yochid, which was what the Maisa Avera was. Now, they're getting an Onesh for not something that they did. What they did was what they did. They did a personal Maisa Avera as a Yochid. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and the Hasra that was correct was Skila. It happens to be that the Torah has a Chiddush that once you have a whole city that did a Maisa Avera as a Yochid that deserves Skila. Now we as the Torah transform that Misa, and we as the Torah now give it Sayyid. But it's not against the regular rules and regulations, because the Torah is just being Mechadesh. Now ignore their personal judgments. Now I want you to focus and review them as a city, which doesn't need new Kabbalah Se'edus, which doesn't need a new story, which doesn't need new Dayanim, which now needs 71 Dayanim to now dan on a city. Not on personal stories. But every Edus that was accepted up until now was correct. And the Hasra was correct. And Rabbi Yochanan wasn't wrong for killing those people. Because prior to becoming majority, it didn't have a shame of a city. Now we're getting into the realm of city, of a new Din Torah. We don't even need Chabal Saidis about this. We can now take the registered halachic reality of those personal stories, tally it up, and now respond to the city as whole. And we don't even need the first part of the Beis Din. We can just have a psak din of 71 Dayanim. Rabosai, where else do you see that this is something that's relevant to not a classic Maisa Avera of a personal Maisa Avera of a Yochid? But you see that we're dealing with this in a different realm, in a different environment. It's a new Chaloshem on the ear that we're creating. We're destroying the property. We're destroying the whole city. We're not only killing the people, but we're wiping out the city. Not only that, the Tosefta is saying this is the one case that even the children that are not responsible for their actions have to be wiped away, have to be killed. Why? Because this is not about a Maisa Avera of a Yochid, that a child, when it comes to regular Maisa Avera, is not responsible. This is about a Chalos Shame on an ear, a Psak Din on the city, that the 71 Dayanim are not even dealing with the details of each and every personal story. They're now just tallying it up and saying, this is an Ir Anidachas. Says the Rav,
I
understand how that emotionally that's still difficult, but in terms of halachically, that he's not responsible for his actions, here I'm not focused on his actions. Says the Rav in the end of this paragraph, Avazel l'chulei alma, dechalos ir nidachas, the psak of an ir nidachas, shayach rak l'gmar din, v'lo l'maisa avera v'amechayev v'shayt. And not to the beginning, and the maisa avera that is not in the court case of a psak of an ir nidachas. Rabosai, we're getting, and this is going to be beautiful to answer the Minchas Tinus question. V'rayalize. Dehine ra'isi makshim l'Rabbi Yehuda de Sover b'Sanhedrin. Deba'inan lahasros be'ezim misa hunera. According to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, one of the Tanoim, that holds you need the correct misa for hasra. Ech tetsuyer hasra b'yer nidachas. How could you ever give hasra before he was over at Avodah Zarah? You don't know what the correct misa is going to be. You don't know what the end tally, what the end number, what the end game is going to be. Im yavdu rova yer u'misasam b'sayef or rak miyuk u'midin misasam b'skila. How do you know whether it's going to be majority or minority, if it's going to be skila or sayef? Just because you gave hasra for a more severe punishment doesn't automatically include within it a less severe hasra. You have to have the right misa when you give hasra. No, when it comes to the personal maisa of each and every one of the averos and the hasra that deals with each and every one on their avera on an individual basis, hu yachid. That's on a personal basis. And the correct hasra should be with what? With what misa?
Skila.
Memela hasra so b'skila. The hasra so tuli b'maisa avera. V'chaloso az ha'v'chalos shel skila. V'chol chalos sayi v'irni dachas. When we're talking about the Ayin Aleph Dayonim, and we're talking about this halacha called Saif, it has nothing to do with this person or that person or that person or this person. There's no face that's linked to such a halacha. It's a halacha that's connected to the Gemar Din on an ear. And everything that you did up until now was correct. Now, the Torah comes and says a chiddush, there's a new psak din. On a chefta shalir, but only a psak din. No Kabbalah say this. We're not restarting the personal stories of people because there are no personal stories over here. You now have a tally. You have a halacha that now is relevant to the whole year. Now just paskin halacha with 71 dayan. Bareshitas harambam rabosai. Dimahani tshuva kodim gmar din lafkiya dinari nedachas. The Rambam says tshuva works.
On both sides?
Tshuva works. Frek the Rive, tshuva never works. How could tshuva work?
Comes along the Rav and says, no! Exactly what Max said in Seder. Exactly what Morty's saying right now. It's specific to ear nidachas. You want to now have a chalo shame of an ear that now rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Rambam, there's one way we can get out of that. That it's not going to receive its name as an ear nidachas and switch to Sayif and get all of its property burned and all the children will be killed and the city in totality will be wiped out by this psak and gemar din only of the 71 dayanim. If they don't stand in their rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, in Irani Dachas, the din of the 71 Dayanim is saying, we now register all the information about all these personal stories. Now we're looking back at the city and we say, this city is just a rebellious city. The Mamish are just mired against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what? We're going to give a psak on the whole city and we're wiping it out. The psak din is going to change the saya for everyone. The kids are going to be killed. And there's not even going to be one piece of property that's left from the city. We want nothing to do with Shatash City. Says the Rambam, that can only exist if within that majority of people that are doing this, it weren't people that were close to the truth. Not that they're going to be off the hook. Not that they're not going to be killed. They're going to go back to Skila, like Morty said. Like Max said, they still are going to be killed. I agree with you, Rabbi Rivet. I agree with the Noda B'Yehuda that tshuva is something that can't exist in the courts of Beis Din. But if you want to give this new chaloy shame of an ir nidachas, you better make sure that this city is rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch. If they have an ounce of tshuva, they can't have that new chaloy shame called ir nidachas. And that's the only time in Halacha that the Rambam ever talks about tshuva within Mrs. Beis Din. The Rambam is on the same page as the Ravid, and everyone agrees to the Shtikal Torah of the Chidon and the Yehuda that tshuva is bein adam l'makom. Tshuva is that something that can't exist in the courts of Beis Din. Yet the Rambam says to get this new psak din of 71 dayanim, that this is an ear that's mired against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that can't coexist with tshuva. That's a Hezbollah in the Ram and the right. Rabosai, let's bring it home. Can I get Kim cut? Oh, we're going to get to Beth. That's what bringing it home is. Yeah?
What if they just...
Is this a what if, or is this an understanding thing? Can I hold off the what if to just finish and just hit the grand slam and score? Or no, it's going to affect the understanding. Just ask the question, because I'm wasting so much time. Yeah?
You said before that, people could be bluffing tshuva, so that's why so what if they just bluff tshuva so their kids don't get killed?
The kids won't be killed. If you don't have a din of an ear, we leave the kids up. And when we're donning each one as a yachid, which is the skila, so then the kids are off the hook and there's no kids. No. I am now saying that three people did tshuva, so we just went under 51%. So it's no longer an ear. So now you don't have that cholel shame. So now we go back to the ma'aseh ear. Rabbi said, that's even the raya. How could you go back? The answer is because the 23 Dayanim story is still in existence. It's not history. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan can still say what he said. What we did was not a mistake. It was correct. Because when you're donning everyone as a yochid, that's the story, and that's the amount of dayanim you need. It's only once you get into the chiddush haTorah of an ear that you now need 71 dayanim. But is there a Kabbalah Sa'edus? If I would ask you, Rabosai, is there a din Kabbalah Sa'edus? Are we asking Drishas and Chakiris and what color and where was it and what street for the 71 Dayanim court? What's the answer?
No.
It's just a psak din of 71 and the Gemar din. So Rabosai, what did Rav Soloveitchik just do? He just said, Minchas Chinuch, what you thought you found in the Nir Nidachas, that's a raya to Rashi. That's a raya to Rav Sadigo. That blows the Ran. and the Ramban out of the water, and they're against the Pasuk and a Mishnah and Beis Amid Aleph that says you need 71 Dayanim for the Irani Dachas, says the Minchas Chinuch, how's that possible? Hello, the Kabbalah Saidus was only with 23 Dayanim, and now you're telling me that the Psak Din could be with 71 Dayanim. 1 plus 1 equals 2. Let's just switch the numbers. Instead of 23 to 71, what's our mathematical equation? 23 to 71 equals 3 to 23, says the Minchas Chinuch. I just slammed, dunked, proved the Ron and Ramban that they're dead wrong, and that made no sense what I just said.
What? You proved the Rashi. Oh, I'm saying the Rashi.
I proved that they're wrong. Yeah. I know, it wasn't English. Is there a proof?
No.
Don't bring me a proof from Irani Dachas. Do you understand the lomdis of Irani Dachas? Let's go back to the Mishnah, Mr. Minchas Chinuch. Rabbi Minchas Chinuch. Let's go analyze what the end of the Mishnah that says you need 71 Dayanim for an Irani Dachas. Do you understand what that means? Let me ask you a few questions, Rabbi Minchas Chinuch, about an Irani Dachas. Why is it that tshuva works? Why is it that the children are killed? Why is it that the Asra worked if you gave the wrong Asra? Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan could be correct that you gave them skila for the first 50 people and now it switches? Those questions all add up to one yisod about an Irani Dachas. There is no Maisa Aveira about an Irani Dachas. There is no Kabbalah Saedis about a story about an Irani Dachas. There's a Psak Din out an ear for the Irani Dachas based on what the 23 Dayanim did in their own personal court cases, in their own singular cases. But there is no stage of Kabbalah Saedis. So what you thought is the bomb proof to close shop, to end the story, to prove that Rashi's right, is not a proof whatsoever. Because if we delve into understanding the fascinating halachas, and there's a reason I love this story of Bozak, because just opening up and discovering what Irani Dach is all about is just fascinating. If you really delve into what Rav Soloveitchik says and you analyze the nature of Irani Dachas, you realize the only case that the Minchas Chinuch had a proof from, if we analyze it correctly, is not a proof. Because Irani Dachas, the 71 Dayanim, are just creating a Gemar Din, a Psak Halacha on an ear, and they're not going, and they're not basing themselves on the personal Maisa Averos, and the personal Maisa Averos on a personal basis, and the Kabbalah Saedis was only relevant to a court case of 23. Ad Hayom Hazeh, even after the Irani Dachas is Paskin. Just happens to be that now we deal with it in a different way because this is a whole entire city that rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the answer to the question, Rabosa. And I'd like to leave off with one more yisod just so we complete the sugya of Irani Dachas. Irani Dachas, all the details, as you saw, is in the end of Perek Chelek. The whole Perek Chelek is all Agadita, except for the last few daf of the Masechta have sugyas la'alocha of Irani Dachas. Rabbeisai. We quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin that said, when you're murdered against the Melech, which means the king of Am Yisrael, so then your personal property goes to who? Goes to the king. As opposed to a classic Aveira that's against Bezdin, so then what happens to your property? It goes to your Yorshim, right? Rabosai. When a guy does an Aveira, when Bezdin's in charge, loss of love, and we're in charge, and we have to judge the Goyim as well. You'll learn the seventh parak of Sanhedrin, you'll learn all of Dinei B'nei Noach. Fascinating parak. Rabosai, what Misa does the Goy get for any of the seven Noahite laws that he transgresses?
Sayyid.
Interesting. What happens to his money?
Burn it.
Destroy it. What's the reason? What happens? I will say, what's the halacha when it comes to a child of a guy? When does he become responsible to keep? Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach?
When he's born.
When he's what?
Born.
When he's born? That's a little harsh.
Three.
When he's 13? His bar mitzvah?
Yeah, you know.
Really? We're going to have a bar mitzvah celebration for these guys?
20s.
All right, we're going to throw little candy bags at these guys? Zok the Chacham Tzvi, Zok the Chacham Sofer, when he's a bar das. When he has a little knowledge. Chinuch. Good. But even though technically, Margo, he's a kohen. He's a minor. He's 9 years old. He's responsible for his actions. Says the Vilna Gaon, a beautiful pshat. And with this I close. We're both saying this is just, we finished the shir. This is just a hashlama to just understanding Ir Nidachas. You want to know why the ear has a psak din that now it switches from skila to sayif? You want to know why they don't anymore have their nechasim? Because a person who rebels against the melech loses his nechasim. It goes to the melech. It's not like Arugei Bezdin. And a goy that has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's a melech, but the goyim do not have the relationship that we have, that we are what? Tell me. Not only a melech, but we are bonim lamokom. We are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabosai. So they get treated with a melech. They get sayif. A person rebels against the king. The reason why all of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach get one misa. They don't have four harugei bezdins. They don't have skila sreifa herek chenek. No, they don't have that. They just have sayif. You want to know why? Because in the movies, when a person rebelled against the king, what did he get? Got his head chopped off. He got sayif. That's called rebellion against the king. Every avera that a goy does is a rebellion against the melech. And that's why, when it comes to an ear nidachas, when the ear is now going to be considered rebellious against the melech malchei hamlochim, what's their misa going to be changed to, says the Vilna Gaon? Sayif. Their head's going to be chopped off. And they're going to be related to, like someone who rebels against the king. What's the halacha when you rebel against the king? What happens to your nechasim, to your property? You lost it. Not born, it goes to the melech. It doesn't go to your yorshim. So to an ir nidachas. How does it go to the melech? It gets burnt up. That's the halacha of ir nidachas. Why are the ketanim killed? Loud mean that you couldn't understand. Because they have a din of a ben noyach. You now just rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai sells the Vilna Gaon in ir nidachas. You lost your kedushas Yisrael. You just, Rabosai, if anyone asks you, is there any way a person could transform from a Yid to a Goy? There's one case. He's part of an Ir Nidachas. He's murdered against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give me 1 second. That's why the Hariga is now Besayif, like Zion Mitzvah Noach. That's why the Taf could be killed, like we find that children are killed by Bnei Noach. And that's why you lose your Nechasim. Rabosai, but in general, we have a different relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll prove it to you from your Shmona Esrei. We say 2 times in Shmona Esrei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. And we stress it, Niyam Noroi. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha Avinu and Slach Lanu Avinu Malkin. The two brachos that are referring to what?
Father.
Tshuva. Is when we mention this idea of the fact that we have a different relationship than the goyim have. We're not only followers of a king, we have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai, listen to this, the marmokum of your life. Says the Bnei Yisoschar, says the Chida in Birkei Yosef on his Perish in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. You want to know why you say Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha? You want to know why you focus on the fact that he's your father? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin says, a melech shemachol al kvodo, ein kvodo machol. A melech has no right to be mochol on his kavon and accept tshuva. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Av, is Hashiveinu Avinu Sorasecho, is Sachlanu Avinu Malkeinu, that now tshuva is even an option. So we focus on this idea that we are not like the goyim. And we are not like that one case of Irani Dachas that we get transformed to Goyim. That we are only like rebelling against the king. We have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are bonim lamakom, saboisai, yoshikoyach, and yoshikoyach for being miyashir the minchas chinuch. And let's hear the questions, and let's get cell phones, Rabosai.